Rob here.
Hey Rob, how's it going? Rick here
Boy,
with Office
Rick,
Laser.
you want a job. You are real good. You've devoted way too much time, except I'm worth it. But
Well, politics
real,
is kind of something. Sorry?
you're really good, man. You don't know how hard it is to find somebody to work with who has your who you stayed on the phone on that chat thing with me, and you make a lot of sales, I can tell.
Well, I don't happen to be a salesman, and I'll be honest with you about that. It's just that, I think we have a mutual interest in political issues, especially, ones that actually, hurt the common citizen. And that's where I caught my interest, and I think we've had a good chat so far. What would you say?
Oh yeah, no, I'm impressed by you. I don't talk to anybody. I just don't. And I sincerely, I mean, I might buy your firm's services or something, but you've piqued my interest and showed me some compassion. I have a real interest. I truly have represented the underdogs, billionaire underdogs, partners of Warren Buffett underdogs, the Trump family underdogs, but I have represented a lot of people that have been targeted because they don't agree with everything that the government agrees with. And I'm really grateful that you talked to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. And, it's just that I was, I'd be honest with you, I was quite impressed with your credentials. And that kind of, I knew from the start that I was talking to someone who's had a life of his own, right? So I knew that I was not just having a normal discussion. It could turn out to be interesting. And I thank you for, revealing the facts about the FBI incident that happened. I didn't know the details, and we only get to consume what's available on the internet, and that's just sad. I mean, there's so many details from the, say, the neighbors, people around, people who witnessed the incident that can actually contribute to the story, and they're never heard of because, either A, they're scared to kind of come up, or B, they just don't have any, way, or they don't have any kind of medium to come up and speak about it. And I think that's exactly what your app can resolve by allowing the common citizen to report on an incident that, is verified that they were present at the time when the incident happened.
Yes, and for things like this, it's kind of it takes away some of the mystery. These are a bunch of little Mormons. I don't know if you've ever been in a Mormon place, but they don't. It's not their nature to go kill people or to expect the worst. It's not like a danger zone. But they really treated this guy like. Look, if he'd been black, he wouldn't be dead. And the fact that he's white and an old bastard and a cranky bastard who hates everybody but Trump, he pushed a lot of the buttons that made him so he didn't get any type of super care or protection. He's
Well, I think
disabled.
we
He can't even walk. His little church room, they call it a ward. I'm in Salt Lake because I blew up my bus going over the border. And it's down in Kingman, Arizona, getting fixed. But I found out this little guy, he couldn't even walk to his church. He had to have his neighbors take him. He lived 3 weeks, 3 blocks, I mean, from his church so he could go there and socialize. That's not
Well,
the
I can
type of guy
only
you
say that he
kill.
did not deserve to die, and I think you agree with me on this. And there's a lot more, there's a lot many civil ways, civil alternatives that FBI could have used to, bring him to the court of law, and not, kill him in plain daylight. And I think one of these days you realize that how crammed our regular media is. And it's really hard to find any details beyond what the state actually wants to, kind of put out, right? And that's exactly where the
Tell
reporting
me,
of the common citizen comes in.
Rick, tell me the reporting of the common citizen. I really like that. That should be the name. That should be the tagline. Now, what do you personally build apps, or tell me who you are?
Well, so I've been a developer for almost 10, I'd say 12 years of my life. I don't know how old I sound to you, but I'm actually in my 30s and I started out as a
You're
developer.
37, 35, 36, 37. You're a kid. I like that.
You're very close. You're very close. I'm probably half the age as you, but I'm just starting out. So I've been a developer for almost a decade, and then I decided that I wanted to do something that allows, you know, for me to indulge with ideas and not sit at a station and do the coding for, you know, for that matter. So I think I enjoy talking, I enjoy, you know, ideating ideas, coming up with product concept, coming up with product strategy, and my clients tell me that I'm actually really good with it, so I'll take it for a career advice. And I therefore, you know, for over past 3 or 4 years, I've been into product strategy. And my job is to, you know, if you bring me an idea that's raw, that's sketchy, my job is to bring that into shape for you into an actual application that you can envision before it's even developed, right?
Well, that's what I need to do, and I actually don't want to wait till the election is over before I'm ready to go. And I just couldn't see. I've been busy. I live in the jungle of Belize. I live 100 miles from a hospital, and the
Wow.
hospital there can't do any more than, you know, fix a broken leg. And I live in the middle of nowhere, so I haven't been part of. I don't have internet until recently. I haven't been part of what you are part of, but it seemed to me there must be a way that good writers and good people can talk about what they think is important and have the people who like to hear it pay for it. And it doesn't sound like there is.
Definitely, yeah, and I think it's just that you know the it's just that you know a common citizen has to feel secure. They may have some kind of anonymity with the with their reporting as well, which I think is going to be important in this case. And then on top of that, I think it's just that you know the mainstream media industry does not allow for local citizens to report up because they that does not, you know, actually create the kind of hype and the, you know, the ratings that they're looking for, that they're chasing after. So I think there's a lot of vacuum for something like this. It's just that, you know, a community source platform that, you know, sends information from all parts of the USA, from local people who are not, you know, actual, you know, reporters by the day. I think they're, that's really a novel idea and, you know, can really stand out in you know, the current saturated media that we have, where, you know, a lot of people, and I can tell you a lot of people don't like the media as it is right now in the USA, and they need some kind of a fresh platform that actually helps the, you know, the common man speak out and bring their word in. And I think if you can accomplish
But do I have your permission to use Citizen Reporter and the Common Man sentence? I didn't write it down. Damn it, I should be recording this. I'll push a button pretty soon and record it. Do I
I'll
have
write
your
it down for you. I'll
permission?
send you an email with this. Don't worry about it.
Okay, give me permission to steal it because I'm going to, whether you give me permission or not. I'm protected.
Well, sir, it's yours. I mean, you're an attorney, so I cannot fight this anyway. All right?
Oh no, you know, I don't even, I'm embarrassed to say I'm a lawyer. I can't even use the word attorney. I have no respect. I'm a professor of law at two of the biggest law schools in the world, USC and NYU. But I have, fuck lawyers. They're a bunch of criminals. They're as bad as the US attorney. And I have seen the US attorney ruin my clients. I had one client sit on my doorstep in Belize, and he got a $300 million judgment against him from the U.S. attorney, and he hadn't done anything illegal. He just refused to respond to a action, and he was given a penalty. But you know, I am very I have enough money that I don't need to make money. I just hate seeing our system used to ruin people.
Well, Mr. Rob, with all due respect, I think it's now time to give back to, you know, the community and to our great country. And you know, I think even if you're, I'm pretty sure you're not looking to make any kind of money out of the platform, or let's say any kind of big money out of the platform. I think your
No,
current,
no, no. I
yeah.
want to give it away. I want to give it away to my citizen reporters.
Well, no, I
And
appreciate
the
it. Yeah.
citizen reporters that become professional and supervise other citizen reporters who are anonymous. You gave me that idea. You're going to get credited with that idea. I hate to tell you, but that's
Yeah.
something I never really thought of needing anonymity because, look, everybody knows me. I'm famous, but I'm almost untouchable, and I don't do anything that can get me killed.
Right, and I think you know, that's exactly where you could give back a common man, and you know, make sure even if they get killed, which is not your mistake, you could at least have a platform where people can report it and people can, you know, talk about it without having to, you know, feel scared and be able to, you know, the other people in the community should be able to comment over it and leave their opinion. And that's exactly how we make a more inclusive society, right? I mean, the kind of the polarization we have in, you know, especially in the political arena these days, it can put off
Oh
anyone.
yeah.
I mean, the old man, I wouldn't really blame him because, you know, he was just tired of the system, right?
Yep, and also this is going to expand into religious stuff. If you're a Muslim or you're a Christian and you live certain areas, you're fucked. They're after you. And you need to be able to anonymously, I didn't think about that, but accurately report. And you need to not use it as a forum to get your views apart. You just have to report honestly. They have to have a reputation for integrity.
Right, so talking about anonymity, I think how this is going to work is because, A, at the end of the day, you as the admin and your team is going to have to check whether the story is true or not, right? And that is important when you talk about reporting. Reporting has its own ethics and standards as well, and although we allow or we look to allow common citizens to report, they would have to go by a certain guideline as well. So what I'm thinking, as far as the anonymity aspect of this is concerned, is that when people send out their news bites and their articles and their, you know, if they've been a witness to an incident, they send the article to you. You know who has written it, right? Your team knows who has written it. A very close team, a tight-knit kind of a team that knows who has written the article. You investigate the matter, you verify it, whether it's coming from a reliable source or not, or whether you can trust the article or not. And then when you release it over the front-end platform on the mobile application, when you allow it to be published, that's when the anonymity of the reporter is going to be kept in place. Does that make sense?
Yes, now that should be enough. And believe me, the U.S. government or any other government that really wants to is going to know everything about who the person is. I've done enough work for the United States. You can't hide anything. I mean, they know how long your dick is, and they know where you put it, and they know what you do with your time. And they
Right.
do, sir. It's
I'm
really
pretty sure they do.
astounding.
Yeah.
No,
Just
they
that, I
do.
think, yeah. A, you need to make it a little harder for them to, you know, get that information. And B, I think it's more about the trust of a common person to be able to come up and their confidence in reporting the matters, right? They wouldn't want to be the next man, just like the man in the Provo, Utah. They wouldn't want to be the next victim of an official criminal incident by the state and the state you know, institution. So anyway, so Rob, given that we work with Politico as well, we understand the ins and outs of any digital magazine platform, right? And then, you know, I do have a personal interest with something like this as well. We've completed our research into, you know, digital magazines, and then we've also completed our research in political magazines and what kind of industry statistics are there, you know, what kind of vacuum is there. You know, hopefully when we get to work together, I'll be able to share the report with you as well that we prepared for Politico about 2 years ago when we started out for their mobile application. In fact, I think a little over 2 years ago, but I think it's still relevant. And some of the statistics are going to, you know, kind of make that experience. And then I think you mentioned something about your friend getting an application done for about $700,000 or something, a cooking app.
Well, he's not my friend. He's a client. And I can't see how he spent that much money, but he spent $700,000 for a – I mean, he's trying to be the next Facebook of food. But fuck me. Goodness gracious.
$700,000 in an idea that's not faced the public as yet? Well, I'd rather wish him good luck, but what we recommend, Rob, would – right.
Sorry, that was my feeling too. He's asking my some of my rich clients to invest, and he's so proud about how much money he's spent. And I go, fuck! I can buy Belize for $700,000.
Exactly. I mean, people, the technology is is an expensive affair. I'd be honest with you. But it doesn't make sense to, go out with $700,000 on your first release of your platform. And that's exactly that what we not recommend. Because, there's more than one way to do anything in life. You'd know better, Mr. Rob. And I think with mobile application as well, we do recommend that if it's your first mobile application, it's your first time going through the process of working with a mobile application development team, and then more importantly, if this is the first platform you're releasing and you don't have a lot of idea on how the dynamics are going to pan out once you release the platform and you get the first set of users on it, it's best to go lean, right? Start with the smallest budget you can. And then once you get some feedback from the first set of users, once you understand the traction your platform is getting, once you understand whether it's even working out or not, because ideas fail every day, right? I mean, and there's no harm in it. I mean, there's all of the ideas that come to successful fruition, they actually come to that point because someone had the guts to test it and to put their stakes to it, right? So I'm in no way do I discourage trying out new ideas, but they always have a point of failure. They have a certain high probability of failure that you need to keep in mind without dumping in $700,000 for that matter, right?
No, I understand. I wasn't saying it because I was proud of him. I was mocking him.
No, I'm sure.
Mobile, I know everybody lives on their phone, but I don't even have a phone. I haven't had one in Belize because I live in the jungle, and I don't even know how to work one. But I just got a bunch of mobile phones to drive up to America. I drove through Mexico and got kidnapped, and the consulate was given up on us, but we made it through, and but all of my phones are gone, and I'm going to go buy some probably tomorrow or the next day. Android phones, I think I'm going to buy.
Well, glad you at least came out alive with this, and I think a mobile app, mobile phone is the kind of a necessity these days, so you should definitely go ahead and buy one. And
Apple or Android?
I'd say go for Apple for now because it's a little more private, it's a little more secure, and I don't know what kind of usage you have. I think you just use it for calling and keeping up with your clients and your family and other people around you. But I think Apple is kind of a lot more secure than what Android is.
Okay, I'm going to probably do that then, because I think my wife and I are going to go out tomorrow and probably do that. I'm not sure. Well, sir, you've really helped me. Talk to me about lean.
Well,
I think I should write down on two or three pages what I'm thinking about, and then talk to you about it. Because you know what? Yeah, you might just be interested, and you might say, this is going to be easy, or this is going to be expensive, or this is going to be great. And I can tell that you have a really good brain. That's really very interesting on my very first call to get somebody with a brain.
Well, that sounds like a lucky day, but I really hope to work together on this. I mean, I'll tell you this. There's even with people like us, it happens to be my bread and butter, but there are some projects that are kind of pique your interest more than some other projects out there. I mean, we work with corporates, we work with Estee Lauder, we work with Politico, we work with North Star Technologies and whatnot. But, you know, it's rare that you find personal interest in a project, right, where you feel like you want to work on it, you want to ideate it, because at the end of the day, most other tasks are mundane. And I think in your case, I can tell that I would love to be a part of this application. Even if we don't get to work together on this for one reason or the other, I'd love to stay in the loop of it and see how the platform actually pans out. That said, I have I think I have immediately after, you know, we had a bit of a chat about the application over the website, I think I have a complete painted canvas in my head on what the application would do and would look like, especially in the first phase, because we're not looking to go too deep. We're not looking to do something, you know, that's too out of the box in nature, because at the end of the day, like I said, there's nothing about inventing the wheel here. It's just about what you're giving back as a unique proposition for a platform like this. And I think the anonymity and the trust of a common citizen to be able to come up and report, I think that itself would allow for this to become something like the Facebook of political reporting. How about that?
Hey, well, I'd rather not use Facebook, but because I think there are failed fuckers that fuck with people badly. I can't even say any word, but fuck, fuck, fuck. They're a bunch of assholes, what they've done to some people. But I really do like the idea of the common man. Now, where are you from? I can tell you have an accent of some sort. What is it?
Well, so I come from Czech Republic, and I've been in the USA for, I think, almost all my life. I came after high school to the USA, and I've been living here for about, 20 years? Yeah, 20 years as I've been in the
USA. My first trip to Europe was to Zagreb.
Your first trip to Zagreb?
I had to close the deal. My first trip to Europe was to Zagreb, and I'm not sure the way you really pronounce it, but interesting. You sounded like Czechoslovakia, back in the olden days. Interesting.
Right, so that's where I come from, and you know, sorry.
Some of this hit home, I can tell.
Yeah, that's right. So Rob, well, what if I tell you, I'll try and cut to the chase for you, and, you know, without spending a lot of time trying to add value to the numbers that I'm about to quote you, I'll just give you a number up front, and I'll ask you if you can work with it or not. So what if I tell you that I can get you a full mobile application similar to Politico, and then more than that, in terms of the anonymity and the common citizen signing up, just how we discussed it, I can get you that for both the Android and the iOS users, so you can cover both the markets, both the potential users, for 1/10 of what your client spent on the cooking application.
Well, that's about right, and that should be right. And it needs to be hosted at a robust place. What would you use?
Well, in our case, we recommend that you go for Amazon Web Servers. In
That's
any
what
case,
I
the
use
hosting.
Now.
Perfect. Then I think you must have a bit of a hands-on with it. Yep.
I don't even know enough to have a hands-on. Look, that is not scary to me. That would mean that I'd have to put up some money, and I'd want one or two of my similarly suited clients to put up some money and joint venture it with me. And I just would be trying to not lose money. That would be my goal, is to not lose money.
Well, I can tell you that as long as you're not looking to make, like, you know, big profits out of this, which you've already mentioned you do not, I can tell you that we can sustain this application within about 6 months. And when I say sustain the application, that means it pays for the infrastructure itself. You know, the running cost of keeping the application up and running, that's the hosting fee. And if you like to maintain the application with us as well, all that covered. And then the writer's fees that you pay out, I'm not too sure what you have in mind in terms of
Little,
commissioning the writer.
little, 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 and I was going to let the people who read it, if they want to give more, they could give more. But I'm thinking really just pay for the fucking gas and the 3 hours it takes. Somebody just saw his church or his mosque blowing up and wants to go take some pictures of it and let the world know. He doesn't care if he gets paid at all.
Yeah, and I think it's at the end of the day, they need to be incentivized to actually put effort into writing the actual content, right? And the more readers read it, and the more readers like the content, and they'd like to tip the content writer, the reporter, they could buy them a coffee, right? We could have custom denominations whereby someone could tip as little as $2, and they could even buy them a house if they like, and the app would accept it. As long as it's coming from a legit source, right? It's coming from a card that's under their name. So all those security protocols, keeping the payments in place, we've done that a lot with, so many clients. Mr. Rob, I can show you some portfolio. We work with e-commerce clients. We work with Estee Lauder. We work with other companies. We know how that goes. I think you have, as far as the tech team is concerned, you have us, and you wouldn't have to worry about the technical aspect of it. All you need to worry about is, bringing the writers together and, deciding a monetization plan for them so they feel incentivized, not just with, sending out the article, but also having it read by as many people as they can with the writing skills.
And since my motivation is to make it work and not to get rich, I will get rich anyway. I'll make more money than you can count off of it and find a way to spend it on something good. But
I
honestly,
can tell.
I've already made my money. My trust company and my other business have been working. And I'm more motivated in, yeah, this is really, really worthwhile. And I don't know if you're any good or not, but I'm going to find out. Once I do a little bit of snooping, I want you to please send me an email with a little bit about who you are. I already know you're bitching. Those are words before you were born, before the Czech Republic, before Tito even was in existence. Bitching means really good. So you're bitching, and I don't know if your company is, but I don't trust anybody. That's the hallmark. The first thing when people come and hire me, they see me do, you're going to see a video or two, and the words behind me, trust nobody, period.
Well,
So
you wouldn't
I
have to trust
trust
us anyway,
nobody.
to be honest. Yeah, sorry.
No, you don't have, you should never do that. Don't trust anybody, and I don't. But I'll trust you enough to get to know you.
Yeah, right. It's just
We
that.
crack it.
With us, you wouldn't be making all the payment upfront. I mean, when I say you need to decide an incentivization plan for your reporters, I apply that to myself and my company as well. And the payments are going to come in milestones. So if we do not complete the first set of work, we don't get the second payment, right? So you wouldn't have to even trust us beyond a certain point, and you're for sure not trusting us with the whole money anyway. So, but then again, I'll
Well,
send you the
I
email.
like that.
Right? I
I
just want
like
to make
that.
sure it's transparent, it's upfront, and it's a win-win for both of us.
I like that. That's the same way I like to work with my clients. And I don't have many unhappy clients, practically none. And the
That
who's
makes it
who
two of
of,
us.
good. Practically none, really. Okay, you send me something, rob@rwl.net, rob@rwl.net. RealNet. By the way, is RealNet a good name?
I think it's short, but I didn't read it as RealNet when you send that over in writing, to be honest with you. So I don't know how people pronounce it or they say it. We can think of a good name. I mean, even if you decide not to work with me for some reason, I'll make sure before I let you go, I give you a good name to put on that application. All right?
Yes, sir. I like the common man.
We can make something out of it. I mean, common man may not be something that you can trademark or get your hands onto in terms of intellectual property, but we can work something out and, have something really cool that can go onto the mobile application. So don't worry about it.
Thank you, sir. And what type of iPhone do you have?
Also, I use an iPhone 14 Pro Max. and I think it's just working fine for me. I probably would not upgrade to the 15 because I don't see the worth in going for, an extra notch or two. But it's coming out in September. So iPhone 15 is coming out in September.
Might just wait for that and get a temporary one in the meanwhile. Okay, sir.
Sounds like a
Bless
plan.
you. Talk to you later.
All right,
Thank
pleasure
you.
speaking to you,
Thank
Rob.
you
I'll
for
let you
your
go.
time.
That's my pleasure. Keep
Thank
an
you
eye
for
out
your
for the
time.
email, okay? My pleasure,
I
sir.
will. I will. I will get in the next couple hours, I'm sure.
For sure. For sure. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Take care.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.